Good morning and welcome to day 31 of the Serving Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Scott, and as I said, we are on day 31 of the challenge we've been utilizing throughout this Lenten season. I'm coming to you today from what we refer to as our chapel, our former chapel, here at the church, which is actually the front of what used to be our sanctuary, and I'm standing below the cross that hung in this as a cross at the front of the sanctuary when we worshiped in this part of the building. And I'm here because today we're talking about small starts and not comparing ourselves to others. And there was a time here at Ascension where the worshiping community fit in the space in this part of the building, that this was where they gathered for worship every Sunday. And then in 99, the new sanctuary was dedicated, and we've been in that space, which is a much larger space, much more modern, and that space over the years then got filled, and we went to multiple worship services, and we COVIDed and up and down. But today, Pastor Zach is cautioning us against comparing ourselves, and we look at the parable of the talents and the servant who was given 10 and the servant who was given 5 and the servant who was given 1 and the first two doubled theirs and the last buried his and didn't really do anything with it. And so the question is, or the challenge is, today, what abilities have you been given? We're looking at the ability aspect, and what are you doing with them? It's not about the size of the ability, but ultimately it's about what you're doing with it. When we were a congregation that fit into this worship space, the ministry was thriving. We were a congregation that moved into the larger worship space. The ministry was thriving. It didn't really have anything to do or wasn't necessarily just contingent upon the size of the worship space or the number of people, that a congregation that is smaller can be just as effective in utilizing their gifts as a church that worships with 3 or 4 times as many people. If you're math-minded like I am, maybe you enjoyed Pastor Zach's question about would you rather be given a penny on the first day of the month that then that amount doubles every day of the month, or $1 million? Pastor Zach's math is correct. The number of the amount of money you would have at the end of the month is significantly larger than $1 million. I won't tell you how much, but that was the right choice, if that's the one you made. Kind of a trick, not a trick question, just a surprising response. And I think that, again, is a sign or an indication about how quickly something that starts small or seems insignificant can grow in its impact. If you think about Jesus' ministry and how it began with the 12 and a small group of people following him consistently, and how that ministry has grown and lasted for thousands of years and has gathered people like you and me to continue to be followers today. So how are you going to use the gifts that you have been given, no matter how large or small they may be, is really the challenge for us throughout the challenge, but especially to be reflecting upon that today. Thanks for spending this part of this day with me today, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 32 of the Serving Challenge. Take care.